Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, one and all. This is Amos A. Nunn. I am the Black Fact Checker, the incognito. The one that checks the facts, folks. What I do. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for showing up to the podcast. We've got a new Twitter account that is better than the last. We've got better committed people. Had it built up to several thousand and got to a good number. And then suddenly Twitter locked my account because, yes, I did cuss out a white woman. But, hey, that's what I do when they piss me off. So welcome to the show. Got some announcements, got some things that are going to be happening. You guys are the linchpin of this show. You guys are the crux of this show, the support of this show. You guys keep us on air, and it is much appreciated. I appreciate all the new folks, too. This is going to be an interesting one. First, we're going to talk about what's going on and why the need for the topic of the show. As everyone who listens knows, the agenda stands, the acronym, the Association of Geographically Enslaved Negro Descendants of the Americas. That is who this show is for. That is who this show is promoted towards. That's what we're doing. Okay? And so if you listen to the show and something offends you, then maybe it's not for you, because I'm not talking to anyone but folks who are the progeny of slaves brought here by the transatlantic slave trade, sold into slavery. Those are the folks I'm talking to, those relatives, those progeny. I'm not talking to anybody else. You can call me, 563-999-3653. I'll be on the air for 2 hours. And so feel free to call in, hit our Twitter account, hit our Facebook account. Again, the momentum is picking up, and today the announcement, I think, will solidify the momentum. Because, you know, what I hear people tell me as I'm on Twitter, you know, people message me on Facebook, and what I hear them keep asking me is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, I mean, the agenda, the three principles, separation, separate, educate, do no harm, that's a good contributor to what we're trying to advance. But then I thought, you know, what after that? After we separate, remove ourselves from the society, the segment of society that abuses us and murders us, when we educate ourselves, we get away from the books they've provided us and look into some writings that might give a different slant on what you think about who you are in this country. And then the do no harm, the commitment to never putting your hands on another person of color, a person that shares your background, your history. Those three things will stand out and will make a statement to the folks that the melanin-free folks that oppress us, and they're everywhere. We can't go anywhere. We can't do anything. We're still being pursued. And the subtle racism we feel and see brought on by Donald Trump's election in office, this resurgence of racial tension, because it didn't go anywhere, folks. The 60s happened. Little suppression between the 70s, 80s, 90s, started flaring up in the 2000s, and now we're back. We might as well have Klan rallies every week. Donald Trump's conducting. Every week he's got a Klan rally. Got a couple of black people behind him, and as I put on Twitter, just because you got a couple of black people behind you, Don, that doesn't mean we support you. That means those black people are coons, and they support you. There's a difference. So, Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the incognito, broadcasting from an undisclosed location somewhere in the United States, trying to keep as low profile as possible because they kill leaders. They attack the outspoken. They attack folks like me. They get on the air and tell you what is going on. And I don't mind telling you, folks, we are in trouble. Black people in this country and in the Americas are in trouble. When they tell you on the news, when the pundits tell you that that Trump is stacking the judicial system with right-wing leaning judges, what can you expect for black people in the coming years? When they tell you they're people that oppress equal rights, oppress your ability to vote fairly, gerrymandering, all this nonsense. Folks, what do you think's in store for us? Here's who they're starting with. They're starting with the immigrants. I dare say they're going to get the immigration problem under control. They're going to build a wall. They're going to kick out Mexicans. They're going to kick out everybody that's not from Norway. They're going to lock tight this country, the country built on white supremacy, the country that never has outlawed the KKK. They're going to secure the country. They're going to throw out the folks that are brown skinned that come outside the country from other countries, come in the country from other countries. And what do you think is going to be the next step? Because the only folks that are going to be left of color in this country are going to be me and you, going to be folks that look like me and you. And if you don't understand the ramifications of operations like Jade Helm, that practiced the gathering of civilians in this country up to take them to FEMA camps and processing centers, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how else I can make this real. If you simply look at the news that is not reported, if you seek out publications like freepress.org, in publications that don't jibe with what you see when you turn to MSNBC, CNN, or God forbid Fox, if you're so stupid to look at Fox News and believe anything that they tell you. I do encourage you look at them because you definitely want to know what they're thinking. But so the agenda, the three principles, what you get, the three principles, you understand the agenda, what then? I got a challenge, and I think it was from, I think it was from David Banner. David Banner himself challenged and asked me, Amos, you know, what are you going to do next? And so I said, I got an idea. I've already put some feelers out, and I've actually started this process. Why not buy 300 acres of property somewhere in Minnesota, wall it off somehow, make it accessible only to those who are permitted in the compound, if you will. We'll not call it a compound. We'll call it a community. And why not invite those individuals, those in trades, builders, after purchasing the property, have a meeting with black commerce, black builders throughout the country, inform them of our intent, and build a community within those 300 acres as a beginning. It's not going to be a religious sect. I don't want people to think that this is some cult. That's not it. The one caveat in entering this community is that you can't have a cell phone on you. Nothing that transmits. No signals. Signal free zone. How about that? That's it. Otherwise, you can bring a camcorder. You can come and go as you please. Come and see the community, you know, folks that live there. We're going to make it, I think, a community as an example of what can happen when we, the progeny of slaves, recess from the dominant society that continues on a daily basis to oppress us and to make us unwelcome. I mean, how many times do they have to call the cops on you for standing there? I don't know if you read, if you saw Joy, Morning Joy yesterday. Morning Joy, they had the black woman, beautiful black African woman, sitting down, minding her business at a public place. I posted the transcript on Twitter. Woman got on the phone because she did have short hair, said that there's a man, a black man, sitting there. I don't know if he belongs here, but he makes me nervous. And what's he doing? He's sitting. So they come, they jack her up. You know what they do when they come see us. And she, this African black, this woman, this beautiful black woman, she looks at the camera and she says, you know, all she had to do if this person had a problem was ask me. Because you know why? Because I speak four languages, and I'm pretty sure I could have spoken one of her languages. That's what she said. The ignorance, the fear that these people have, and these are very specific white folks. I'm not talking about all of you. I'm not talking about, and you know, really I'm talking about you folks that think you're white. You're the worst ones. It's almost like a, you know, man, you actually drank the Kool-Aid in the 1920s, Italians, Czechoslovakians, Parisians, the list goes on and on. Before the 1920s, the only people that were considered whites were Aryans. They're from Germanic tribes. That's who Hitler claimed. They're folks, blonde-haired, blue-eyed individuals who claim a kinship to some lost civilization of superhuman beings. Those are white people. In order to increase their ranks, increase their numbers, some transition happened in the early 1900s that included suddenly Italians, Russians, shit, the Chinese think they're white. Now we got a population of America being controlled by a very small population of people, or population of the world, being controlled by a very small population who think they are superior. And they've now given the title of being white to people they didn't consider white in the 1920s. Check your math. It's absolute truth. Now, I'm going to be on the air today for quite a while. I'm going to be here an additional hour and 48 minutes just running my mouth. For those of you that want to listen in, listen in. For those of you that want to call in, I'm at 563-999-3653. For those that missed the podcast, remember, you just go to AmosAnon.com, click on the link to Blog Talk Radio, and download any of the episodes you may have missed. You will see a consistency in what I am saying. The message is clear. I'm calling 911. I'm sounding retreat. I want every person listening to understand that I will never advocate violence against anyone, specifically not ourselves, between ourselves. That needs to stop. We have to stop imitating them. But more importantly, against them. I used to be the person that said if they use the N-word, clock them. Now I'm saying to you, evade, escape, retreat, and make it very pronounced. Show a difference in how we respond so that we send the message, we no longer wish to be in your presence. You need to get your shit together or stay away from us. And if you can't stay away from us, then we must stay away from you. And it should begin with the Agenda Community Project. Why not? We've tried everything else. I intend to purchase this land. The land goes for $500,000. I'm gonna post pictures. I'm gonna show you, you know, all the proof you need to understand this is real. Once I've procured that property, I'm gonna have a meeting with as many black tradesmen as I can find willing to contribute to this cause. And I don't mean for free. I'm going to purchase their service in building the buildings that need to be put in this community, the schools, the housing, worship facilities. Nothing religious. We are Hebrew Israelites. You will have nothing imposed upon you. You are the one condition in this whole aspect of a community relationship is understanding that your relationship with the Creator is a personal thing. Not for anybody else's business. And so that will be a mantra, if you will, of this community. You know, we're Hebrew Israelites, and that's where the religion stops. Everything else, you know, if it's going to be a peaceful, normal community, closed community. And let's see what happens when we take away the affect of European thinking out of the equation. Let's see what happens when we don't look at the constant message of white superiority on television and in entertainment. Let's see what happens when we don't respond the way they expect and have taught us to respond through conditioning, programming, and genetic engineering through how they paired us up when we got here. These folks had breeding farms, slave breeding farms here in the United States to ease the cost of importing slaves. A true business, which is why the South went to war over us, because we were a hot commodity, black people commodity. Folks, listen, it's a 911 call. It's a wake-up call. And somebody's got to do it. I'm not driven by some ego. I'm driven by a necessity. I live in a think tank, and that's what I've been doing for the last 10 years, thinking. And now for the last 5 years, I've been taking in so much massive amounts of information from so many sources. The picture is beginning to be formed, folks. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. You folks have no idea that what you don't see is so much more of a threat than what you do see. And that's a reality that most of us may not come to terms with in time. Just real talk, folks, and I've only been at it 15 minutes, or wait, yeah, 15 minutes. My tweets can be offensive. They can be abrupt. They can be abrasive. But guess what? They come from the point of truth. Okay? The facts are what they are. And really the facts are, for one reason or another, it could be biblical, could be just happenstance. I don't know. I'm open to all possibilities. But the one thing I can tell you is that white men have a problem. And if I have to say it again, let me do so. White men have a problem. And when I talk about white men, I'm talking about the ones that first are in power, and second, the ones that believe in their own superiority and spread that notion to others through example and direct thought. And this need to feel superior stems from a feeling of inferiority. One can go nowhere without the other. And we're walking around with people amongst us feeling this way. And up till Donald Trump, they've been feeling this way to themselves. Now they feel so entitled and so superior that if you're in their field of vision and they feel uncomfortable, they're going to exercise their white privilege and call a police officer to report that you are in their field of vision. There's a black person here. I don't know what they're doing here, but they look out of place. That's what we're facing on a more and more pronounced level every single day. And what I'm trying to figure out is, as they hold their rallies in Portland, protected by police, I want you to understand what happened in Portland, Oregon yesterday, okay, folks? The white racist right-wing rally, and what was the name of it? It's called White Rights Group. They had a rally. And I guess because, you know, people who don't agree with white supremacy didn't like it, they kind of was showing up ready to counter-protest these idiots. So what happens is the police get the report that these guys are being threatened. Do you know that they put these guys in vehicles and cops rode on all sides of the vehicles like presidential protection for white supremacists? And they got pictures. And you guys wonder why I'm advocating separating, let's feed them with a long-handled spoon. Can we at least do that? I'm not saying let's get away from them because we're scared of them. I'm saying let's get away from them because they're dangerous. What? I mean, if somebody has a different opinion, I'd like to hear it. And for the white folks that listen to me and say, you know, hey, man, you're fostering racism. No, I'm not, because first, black people can't be racist in this country. We don't have the power. Stop. That's the truth of the matter. What I'm being is a realist. And the realist in me says that this country was built, bred, and nurtured. It was almost like prepared in a stew of white supremacy. You know, sometimes it was at the bottom sediment. Sometimes it was stirred up, mixed throughout the country. That's what Donald Trump's doing right now. I mean, give me a break. LeBron James decides to open up a school, pay the tuition, feed the kids, get them there, promise them college if they finish school. He's telling Don Lemon this in a show. Don brings up Trump's animosity toward all black people. I hear LeBron quietly and respectfully say, hey, I just don't agree with the guy. I don't agree with how he's representing sports. I met white people. My first white person I met through sports, we've become good friends, and so I think sports is something that brings people together. That's what he said. Trump has said that not only is LeBron stupid, but he's stupid in light of being in the face of Don Lemon, because Don Lemon is so stupid, and that, you know, it's kind of hard to make him look stupider than Don Lemon. And this stemmed just from a disagreement with the president. Now, I want you to understand, this thin-skinned, vile creature that's in the White House is a perfect reflection of the thin-skinned white people walking around calling cops on unsuspecting black people for no reason. Why is this? That's what we have. Why is this? And why aren't other white folks looking at themselves and asking the question, what is wrong with you white folks? Where are you decent white folks at? The only individuals that's going to stamp out racism is going to be you. We're just observing it and victims of it. That's all. That's all. That's what we're looking at you act out, puzzled as to why you feel the need to be superior when you clearly are not superior to anything. You shit, you fart, you piss, you die. Just like everybody. I don't know where this idea of royalty came in with you white folks over there in England. You act like somehow your existence elevates you above other people, upper class, lower class. That's an asinine idea. The only idea that makes any sense is the one that's been purported in scriptures that says there is a people on this planet set apart by the Creator. Those people that you've set apart are the same ones that you've enslaved. Doesn't mean we're special. Please don't think I'm promoting that we're special. We're not. What I'm promoting is that we have been set apart. It doesn't escape me as well that the reason we're in this mess is because we were disobedient. And I don't think that any of us should lose that sight. That the reason we're at, and it's genetically spread through the species, don't think that, oh, well, it wasn't me. It may have well have been. So we're now enslaved, and we are continuously enslaved. I don't want anyone to think that the Emancipation Proclamation freed anybody. It did not. Emancipation is not freedom. It is freedom of movement. We're not even considered U.S. citizens on paper. No, and everybody looks at that and says, oh, whatever, Dred Scott. Dred Scott what? The reason we are treated the way we are treated is because of the perception white people have of who we are and our place in their mind in this country. And it's like a disease. It spreads from each and every one of them. Just, and it's almost, I don't know if it's touch, thought, air, breath. I don't know if they're doing it through kissing. I could care less. I just wish they'd stop. Because I don't understand how thousands of people can buy a tiki torch and nobody notice. When, you know, when Charlottesville happened, and, you know, people went in and purchased tiki torches en masse, didn't somebody ask a question? Well, what are you guys doing? Why are you buying 700 tiki torches? As long as the KKK operates as a legal entity in this country, I will do and say whatever the fuck I think is necessary to protect black people, the progeny of slaves, here as a result of the transatlantic slave trade. And it's my obligation to do so. How dare anybody take exception to what I say or do? Are you out of your mind? The amount of militia groups that are being formed and put together by white America would scare the shit out of most of black America. So don't call me crazy when I say we need to get the hell away from them. They are arming themselves. They are feeling emboldened by this new administration. And it almost seems like most of us are like deer in the headlights of oncoming traffic. We're just standing there. And the coons, good Lord, the coons. Every time I see a couple of black people behind Donald Trump in a rally, I just figure they got paid off, because I ain't going to turn down money either. I mean, I probably would in that respect, but, you know, they were probably paid a buttload of money, and they've also got to believe in Donald Trump. It's to me, it's Stockholm syndrome. When I see brothers and sisters support this system, this racist system, it's a form of Stockholm syndrome. And what happens is the first sign is they shave all the hair off their face. That's when you know they have swallowed the Kool-Aid. Because the face hair just disappears. That's odd to me. It's like assimilation. The agenda, the Association of Geographically Enslaved Negro Descendants of the Americas, stands for doing this. Basically the opposite of whatever they do. It's a loose translation, but if they react a specific way, you need to consider doing just the opposite. We are not violent. We are not murderous. We are not envious, greedy. We don't ask for more than we need. We're a spiritual, forgiving group of individuals. The reason that we were set apart was because of, ultimately, Abraham's heart condition. That's passed down genetically through the myriad of procreations that occur. And so Negroes in this country come from Hebrew Israelites that basically were running around the continent of Africa after 70 AD. They know who we are. Not only that, folks, they've released the records, the names of the people who they enslaved, they encaptured, before changing their names to keep a record. And almost every name is of Hebrew origin. Peppered within the slaves were Africans, Hamites. Couldn't be helped. We know this. But the majority of black slaves coming from the west coast of Africa were Hebrew Israelite in origin. Hebrew. And they know it. Now, again, this is not a religious show, okay? I don't want anyone to get that idea. This is just an open-minded show regarding religion, because I'm open to any possibility when it comes to belief in specific things like angels and fallen angels and all of these other things. But I know my identity is that of a Hebrew Israelite. And in fact, I'll just go so far as to say I'm an Israelite until other things take shape. Now, I'm not a religionist. And I don't wear it on my sleeve. I'm not a pious, self-righteous piece of crap. And I'm not dogmatic. But there are certain things that I have discovered that I'll share with you. Whether you accept them or not, it's up to you. But I will challenge all of you to investigate what I say. Again, the pieces are coming together, folks. The pieces are coming together, folks. Rarely do the pieces come together so well. We've got CERN, Large Hadron Collider, accelerating now atomic particles. When CERN started, they were accelerating subatomic particles, a particle smaller than atoms. Now they've got this bright idea to go ahead and accelerate atoms to near the speed of light, colliding them together to open a portal that they hope something comes out of, or, you know, allows them to send something in. Folks, I know you have heard of mad scientist shit, but let me just tell you, that's got a white face on it, because ain't no black person going to do that. Ain't no Hebrew going to do that. Anytime I say black person, I'm talking about us. Anytime I say white folks, I'm talking about Rh negative, melanin-free individuals and their supporters, the folks that think they're them. So that way everybody is clear on what I'm talking about. So we got CERN, they're trying to open up a portal. I don't get it. Okay, great. We got HARP. I recommend everybody read a book, Angels Don't Play This HARP. It's an electromagnetic weapon up in Alaska. Changes the weather. Verifiably so. I don't get it. I don't know. I'm crazy, though, right? Okay, let's continue. So we got CERN. We got HARP. What else we got? Gee, I don't know. What else do we got? Everybody's heard of the folks who report, humming sound across the land here in the United States, all different parts of the country. A large humming sound extending acres and acres, sometimes miles, humming sound. Can't explain it. I can't explain it. Simple deduction, they're digging tunnels. Verifiable. There is a large network of tunnels on the United States that connect various institutions. It's been there for years. They expand on them. They drill. When you hear a humming sound, a low humming sound that is inexplicable, casting over a large area with no evident source, you only can come to one conclusion, that they're digging deep underground tunnels. So what? Let's leave that one alone. Why are they closing Walmarts? I won't even go there. Guys, listen, all you got to do is take a look at all of it and just together. Do I have to bring up Antarctica and what they've discovered there? Do I have to bring up the coastlines are receding? Water is just drowning Florida. Do I have to bring up the Yellowstone National Park issue we seem to be having, that large formation of lava under the park that somehow keeps, you know, mini earthquakes under Yellowstone keeps happening? I mean, guys, look, it's just more and so much stuff coming at you. I'm not saying I believe in Nibiru. I'm just wondering why NASA is blacking out a specific portion of space. I'm not saying I believe in it. Don't get me wrong. I'm just open to the possibility of it being true. Flat Earth, I don't believe in. Hollow Earth, possibility. I don't know. Admiral Byrd went up there. They have the tape of him talking about land beyond Antarctica. We know that we fought Nazis with flying discs and they whipped our ass. So I guess the question is, if you're not aware that something is going on beyond Donald Trump and his nonsense, beyond Russia and North Korea and the, you know, and employment and tariffs and, oh, give me a break. I mean, that's all the stuff they want us to know. I'm trying to focus on the stuff they definitely don't want us to know. All of those things contribute toward the need to gather together and prepare, because something's coming down the pike. I'm not saying you're going to be safe at the agenda community. I'm just saying at least you'll be amongst folks. You ain't got to worry about in too much order, because you can't enslave a violent, uncooperative people. That's the reason I know that we're not them. That's the reason when I see black people in violence and black people committing violence and committing crimes, it's not an excuse. I'm not excusing that. What I'm doing is I'm realizing that that behavior stems from the conditioning and programming that we have been receiving from white people since we got here. And so when I see communities frustrated through unemployment and poverty and all the drugs that are pumped into our communities intentionally, the result being a, you know, a reaction, and since we can't get to you, and since we've got enough sense to know that attacking white people would end in our demise, we attack ourselves. And the only example that we have, the only example that we have of how to act and how to behave is you. And you can't deny that. White folks cannot deny that. You see, the quicker you own your shit, the better things will get. That's real, man. This isn't like some game. You're dangerous, and you teach other people to be dangerous. And you've been doing it for centuries through colonialism, invasion, settling, taking advantage of entire society's wealth, controlling it. It's what you do. And you can't ignore it much longer, not with Donald Trump in office. It's really difficult for white people to just sit there and be quiet about themselves these days, because, you know, everybody's sipping tea looking at you like, have you lost your minds? What's wrong with you? You see a woman waiting for an Uber outside your apartment and you call the police because there's a black person waiting in front of your apartment complex. You know, fuck you. You crazy people. What black person calls the cops on white people standing there? I'm trying to figure it out. And so, when I say you have a problem, I'm not playing. Maybe if enough of us tell you you have a problem, you'll turn to the folks that are causing the problem and you'll do something about it. But I'm crazy, though. I don't know. I just, you know, I don't know. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito, at an undisclosed location somewhere in the United States. A descendant of slaves, I've traced my lineage back to South Carolina. My true family name has a rich heritage, so I established being a black American. I ain't going nowhere. I just want white America to know that. I can complain all I want, shut up and listen. But more importantly, I'm not going anywhere. I own a piece of this. I got blood, sweat, tears, murder, lynching, all in this. So what we'd much rather do is, you know, give you the time to fix yourself while we retreat into a community that we can feel safe in. Because quite frankly, you know, I have no qualms in telling you, as a black person, I don't feel safe around white people because you're unpredictable. If a black person disagrees with you, you immediately get aggressive. You lash out. I don't have to agree with you. I don't have to like you. I don't have to talk to you. And I'm not here waiting for your fucking opinion. I'm not waiting for your compliment, your acceptance. I don't need any of it. White folks are so into their feelings. They're in their feelings. That's why they keep calling the cops on us. Let them be in their feelings, folks. Leave them alone. And you can believe I practice what I preach. I sure do. It's difficult to survive staying out of their faces. That's the reason I have a GoFundMe account. That's the reason I make sure that I'm sustained through what I do, working from my undisclosed location, because I don't want to be around them. When I'm around them, I feel the animus. And the problem is, so many of you, brothers and sisters, have gone out of your way to make them feel so comfortable, you don't understand how you change your behavior when you're around them. And how many of you have seen it? You're sitting there talking to your brother, your sister, y'all, and just chopping it up, sitting there, what's happening? Yeah, chilling, you know. And then his white friend comes up, and all of a sudden his whole demeanor changes. He goes into a mode that is, I guess it's there. That mode is there, required to make sure his white friend knows he is okay. You're in the midst of two black people, but you're safe. Don't worry, nothing will happen to you. That's how most of you whites walk around. You walk around in victim mode. Everybody's not thinking about your asses, man. That's the problem. They expect that you should be thinking about them when you are in their presence. And I say, fuck them. What is their problem? If you want to understand the person that I'm talking about, the kind of white person I'm talking about, you go look at Donald Trump. That is who I'm talking about. And all of his supporters, they all have the same mentality. And from that core group, that spreads to the rest of them. And now suddenly we're kind of, all of us are now walking around on pins and needles, and we don't want to say anything to him. Hey, man, you know you're acting like a fucking idiot, right? What's with this white supremacy shit? And the ones I really don't like are the ones that deny it's happening. They can go straight to hell and kiss my black ass. It's happening, folks. This isn't a game. I mean, I want you folks to understand as I go about my daily life, and I'm an information junkie. For those of you that have listened to me long enough, you know I take in as much information from as many sources as possible, because I'm driven by the fact that we are in this place in time. That we are in a place in time where people, emboldened by racial sentiment, can inflict pain and suffering on folks that just want to exist in peace. It's absolutely ridiculous. And the silence from the majority is deafening. As far as I'm concerned, if you're not right beside me screaming at these racist pieces of shit, then you're with them. And that's what's going on, folks. Let me explain what I mean. There are some of you that listen to the program who you listen because you have relatives, you have family members that are black. And I dare say, having not experienced what it's like to walk around being black, you fear for their safety when you read some of the things that are going on. And, well, you should. Because they're not going to be immune. But more importantly, neither is your association with them. I think people need to take stock in the idea that the United States is exactly where Nazi Germany was in the early formation of the National Socialist Party. He's mirroring everything Hitler did. He's saying everything Hitler said. I imagine Jews at that point, like me, telling other Jews, it's time to go. And then I imagine some of those Jews shaking their hand at that informative Jew and saying, that'll never happen. Then I imagine those same Jews thinking about that moment in time on their way to Treblinka or Auschwitz or Buchenwald. You got to connect the dots. Why the agenda? Why the three principles? Why the call for separation? Why the call for education? Why the call for do no harm? Because we are living in precarious times, because there is a shift, and it's not just a mental shift. There's also a physical shift happening. Why don't I segue into that and tell you that North Pole, North is no longer North, that the poles are shifting for some reason. Go figure, I don't know why. If you don't believe me, you get an app on your phone. Simply download the app and tell it to point to north. It'll also have an option and show you what they say is true north. It almost looks to be, it's darn near 45, about 33 degrees off. But Donald Trump, though. Huh. I don't know what else to do except what I'm doing. First, I have an agenda. Second, I have a plan. I'm not the answer. I never proposed to be the answer. The only thing I'm promoting is let's back up. Let's regroup. That's it. From there, you know, life is what it is. But let's learn to get along with each other. And let's learn to unlearn the things that have kept us perpetually imitating the people that brought us here in the first place. You know, the white person of the 1830s, almost no different from the white person of 2018. If you don't believe me, why not check their mentality? And the most insulting aspect of all of this are the ones that are clueless. And they think that because they don't know, it somehow shields them from accepting responsibility. Your ignorance is irrelevant. I don't give a damn if you don't know what white folks are doing. And if you want to use your ignorance to distance yourself, well, I didn't own no slaves. Man, shut the fuck up. Don't tell me you didn't own no slaves. That's a racist thing to say, you moron. My best friends are black. Another racist thing to say. I got black family members. Yet again, racist sentiment. You know, what you do is you shut up and you don't say anything. That's what you do. You allow black people to be angry and you shut your mouth about it. When we talk about white folks and you don't feel responsible, shut up. We're not talking about you then. I can't make it clearer. I can't make it plainer. This is not an attack. This is a retreat. You know, the truth is not an attack. The truth is just the truth. That's all. And the moment you own it, you think you see on our shoulder, will vanish. Because it's not a chip. It's reality weighing us down. Because every time we turn on the news or look at a publication, we get met with the fact that we yet again have had the cops call on us. Woman sleeping in a dorm where she belongs, cops. Eating in the cafeteria, she belongs, cops. What's wrong with you people? You don't think we have a right to ask you what your problem is? Let me say it again. If black people were treating white people the way white people are treating black people, all of y'all would go on strike. And you would not differentiate between us as you went about your day. You would react exactly as we react. Mad at them. So don't act puzzled when you listen to me pissed off about how you're acting. And don't tell me, oh, it's them. No. It's you. The same way you get to point your little wrinkled finger at me and lecture me about black crime. It's not a one-way street. What about white crime? What about white-on-white crime? 85% of crime committed against white people are committed against by other white people. But they want to have you believe that you have to go around fearing black people. Black people aren't attacking white people in this country. It's not happening. It's a phantom. White people are attacking white people, though. You seem to be killing each other up pretty good. Domestic terrorists. I think I put a picture in my mind, not a black face. High-powered rifles. Public schools, concerts, not a black face. The frustration you feel when immigrants and people of color are doing better than you manifest themselves in violent behavior. That's what's going on. You've been told so long that you're better than everyone that when you see other people doing better than you that you think shouldn't be doing better than you, that's when you snap. That's a problem. Does the truth hurt? I'm sorry. You've been at this too long. You've been killing us too long. You've been lynching us too long, raping us too long. It's too fucking long. We're done. I'm fucking tired of you. And I call a retreat. Stay the fuck away from them. Make it plain. I'm not interested in associating with you. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. If we take that stand, you'd be surprised how many of them take offense to not wanting you, not wanting to be around them. And that in itself is a tell. I hope you're listening, folks, because most of you are walking around waiting to see Love and Hip Hop, waiting to go to fast food restaurant, go to the job, get your nails done, go to the club, see the game, and all the other distractions that are keeping all of us from waking up, which is why I said, hey, you know what? Let's do the Agenda Community Project. Let's make a place, a safe place for us. Oh, you don't like that idea? I'm sorry. What about the secret societies that all of you white folks have? Skull and Bones Society. Not one black member. You have secret societies. I'm not even advocating a secret society. I'm advocating an open society for black folks in this country. And I don't mean anyone other than those people, direct descendants of slaves, here as a result of the transatlantic slave trade. Because I'm aiming it at those who are Hebrews, because it calls for us to get out of her anyway. So I'm not just doing this because I want to get away from you folks and your ideals and your character, your lack of morals, your hedonistic pleasure worship. I want to remove that from our brains long enough to see what happens. How about that? I just want to see what happens. How about that? What do you think would happen if we left them? What do you think would happen if a certain amount of us were not influenced by the constant bombardment of white supremacy that is put in our face in TV and entertainment? What do you think would happen if instead we invoked a constant ingestion of worth and accomplishment? What, would that be odd? Would it be bad to teach us to like ourselves a little bit? Maybe we need to go somewhere and collectively consort amongst ourselves to get that sense of self-worth, because I don't know how we can get a sense of self-worth trying so desperately to please white people, because that's what we're doing. When I see coons sucking up, trying to be accepted, not understanding that these same individuals will never accept you. They don't care about what happens to you or your family. They don't. Let me just tell you, when it comes down to it, all of us know it. I just say it. Because they believe in that white skin. Don't kid yourselves, okay? The most liberal of them does not want their daughter to come home with a black man, okay? So don't sit here and blow smoke up my ass with examples of white tolerance, like I give a fuck. Because what I'm talking about is white intolerance and the threat that it poses to people of color, the progeny of slaves in this country. And I guess the question is, what are we going to do about it? Are we just going to sit here? Is any action going to be taken? Well, I say yes. I say yes. It's time. It's time. We've tried everything else. We've tried marching. We've tried praying. We've tried protesting. We've tried riots. We've tried everything except staying away. Desegregation was a trap. Desegregation was a trick. Somebody figured it out and said, uh-oh, I got it. We can wipe their entire self-worth from their psyche. Let's let them integrate. Do you remember black people in the 50s? Do you remember we wore fedoras? Rarely any contentiousness between us in a real sense. Much more unified. You know, we'd give each other that look when we saw each other and we knew we were the only two around, because we knew that if we're the only two black people around, there's a chance we could be lynched. That was the 50s, or was it the 50s? Because just a week ago, guy asked a cop for a warrant. He was there to see the guy. Black guy asked cop for a warrant, and the cop choked him out right then, right there, and he died because he asked him for a warrant. You know, I posted the slave catcher badge and put it right next to the sheriff's badge on Twitter. I'm sure you guys saw that. Says it right there, Slave Catcher Association. Police are nothing more than modern-day slave catchers. Stay away from them. Police organizations were founded to recoup the loss of the slave population, employment population, if you will, the slave workforce quickly understood that with no direction, basically freed, uneducated people will do many things to survive. And what we do is we take the industry, we put it in prisons, and now we make money from them anyway. It's a sinister plot. You think I haven't thought this through? This is danger time, folks. This isn't a time for complacency. It's time to be alert. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro. Appreciate your support. Appreciate you listening. I want everybody to visit AmosANunn.com. I'd like everyone to visit, of course, the GoFundMe account. Contribute some money. You know, if we get $1 apiece, Devon Smith thought of this. If we can get $1 apiece from our listeners, we can move mountains. At least it would be a start. We need your support. We need your contribution. We want you to like our page, share our page, follow our page, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest. But now you know the plan. The plan is the Agenda Community Project, the Agenda Community, the Association of Geographically Enslaved Negro Descendants of the Americas Community. And that will just be a safe place. Maybe we can rotate in and out. You know, folks can come live and kind of get the idea we're trying to convey and then take that idea out. That might be a good idea. I kind of like that idea. An open society, open community for the progeny of black people, the progeny of slaves. So, I hope we're not calling it discriminatory because I can't tell you the amount of whites-only associations that still exist in this country and abroad, you know, and it's whites-only by strategic choosing and refusing. You know, anytime you talk about black empowerment, that's when white supremacy is exposed. Because when a people equate their suppression with another people's empowerment, then the people that equate that oppression, they've got a serious mental problem. Let me tell you something. I said this before. Isn't it odd that the world can get behind so many cultures fight for freedom? You know, Italian want to fight for freedom. They can fight for freedom. If, you know, Middle Eastern, they fight for freedom. We're behind people who fight for freedom and equality and justice. We're like that as long as it applies to everyone except Negroes. When Negroes talk about wanting to be, you know, freed and not oppressed and treated equally, then those are black militant organizations. Separatist groups. When it talks about black empowerment, they look at black empowerment as a threat. Why do they look at black empowerment, black awareness as a threat? What is it that they think we'll find out that threatens them? What is it about a strong black male intimidates white people? I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's a puzzle. Strong white males are revered throughout the world in history. And strong black men are murdered and imprisoned at a rate unbeknownst to the past and that I can imagine. And when you point this out, then suddenly you're an agitator. You're making trouble. Shut the fuck up. The truth doesn't need protecting. The truth can protect itself. It's an interesting dynamic what we are living through now. A lot of you thought this was over. It wasn't over. The 60s ain't over, obviously. You know, it's back in full swing because they're emboldened now. They got a blonde-haired, blue-eyed devil in the White House, a child rapist. What, 19 women have accused this piece of shit of sexual assault? The man says that he would grab a woman's private parts if and get away with it. And his supporters scream and yell at every word at these Klan rallies he's holding. And most of you blacks are just sitting there with your mouth closed. Well, I'm not shutting up anymore. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro. I want to thank you for listening today. As you can see, I'm losing my voice a little bit. I've got to save it. I use it frequently. I appreciate the comments. I appreciate the Twitter responses. I appreciate the Facebook responses. Please read our blog. Please listen to past broadcasts. Devon Smith will be hosting a show later this week. He's going to talk about some crazy stuff, and I look forward to that. You guys, I hope you had a safe Sabbath. Understand this is not about hate. This is about survival. This is about presentation, and this is about truth. And sometimes truth can be harsh. Sounds like hate, but it's not. It's truth. You don't like it. You hate the truth. That's the only thing. That's the only hate associated with the truth is you hate hearing it. I'm Amos A. Nunn. Thank you for listening. You guys have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Bye-bye.